Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Just 16, and today's verse is from Surah Taha, ayah 130. Fasbir ala ma yaqulun. So be patient with what they say. Whether from the news, TV shows, or even strangers on the street, the negative portrayal of Islam and hateful speech against Muslims can be upsetting and disheartening. At times like this, I find it strengthening to think about our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. No one faced animosity and abuse as much as he did, and it used to hurt him too. In this verse, Allah comforts him and comforts us. Be patient with what they say. Fasbir, be patient. Part of patience is staying calm and not getting annoyed or anxious. Quite a difficult thing to do. But in the rest of this verse, Allah says, and celebrate the praise of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before sunset, and glorify him in the watches of the night and at the day's end, so that you may be pleased. To help us stay patient against hurtful words or situations, Allah advises us to busy ourselves in his remembrance. Praying is an opportunity to spend time with him and to talk to him, and doing so reminds us that Allah is in control, that this world is only temporary, and that he has promised success and reward to those who believe in him. As we saw in Juz number 13, Allah tells us that it's in his remembrance alone that we will find rest. Occupying ourselves with Allah's remembrance helps take the sting away from their words. At times when being a Muslim can feel awkward or difficult because of the perception of others, I find this verse a real comfort. Let's pick out a key word to help us remember and record this passage. Fasbir, be patient. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got some little people and speech bubbles and another person being patient. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keyword to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. I like to recite this verse when I feel disheartened by the negative things I might read about Islam. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your doodles and keyword to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.